Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this 18th day of, almost said February, March 2005. And we have a special report from Operation Rescue, Adam MacArthur, and he is on location in Florida, and this is regarding Teresa Schiavo. Are you with us, Adam?
John Ann, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. We've heard that the courts have ordered the feeding tubes removed.
Correct.
And that's all that we have heard so far. What's going on down there?
Let me tell you, we just got back from a prayer vigil out at Judge Greer's house. Judge Greer did deny the motion to have the feeding tube to continue to stay in and do a stay so that Congress could further talk on the subject. What's happened now is the feeding tube. It was just, I'll tell you, John, this morning, a roller coaster of emotions. It was constantly the feeding tube staying, it's coming out, it's staying in, it's coming out. And so now it has been removed. We're out there right now during, we're going to be doing a 24-hour prayer vigil for Terry. The Schindlers were in there earlier along with, a couple of different brothers and priests. And David Gibbs as well. They were asked to leave, and at that point in time, we knew that the feeding tube was going to come out.
Well, this has been, you know, the American public,
right.
Adam, by watching CNN or NBC or whatever,
right.
They're not getting the full story on Teresa Schiavo, are
Absolutely
they?
Not.
And we've got a woman down there, and what really galls me, something that folks don't know out there, is there was a large sum of money that was to be dedicated for one thing, and that was
right.
her therapy. Her
right.
husband decided to throw her into the let's go die routine, throw
right.
her into a nursing home with minimal care.
Right.
I mean, this is a warehouse for people to die, correct, Adam?
John, you're very correct, and I'll tell you this. What it is is actually a hospice. Terry Schiavo has been there longer than any other Florida resident in the history of the state, and as far as we know, longer than anyone in the country. Usually, and doctors that have been testifying today and the 33 medical professionals that have seen Terry have said that when you go to a hospice, you have generally about 6 months to live. And Terry has been there for years now, John, years, and it's been going on. And he was awarded a large sum of money, and, you know, with tears in his eyes, he said, I will honor this. I will do everything I can to rehabilitate my wife, you know, in sickness and health and on and on. And then come to find out a large chunk of the money went to Philos, which is his lawyer. And Terry has been denied rehabilitation for years now, down to the fact that they will not even brush her teeth. If she gets a bed sore, they will not even allow them to put medication on it that she could be provided proper rehabilitation. This is an atrocity that is happening right now in our nation, John. And what we're doing is calling on men and women of faith. If you're anywhere near Florida, if God or the Holy Spirit pricks your heart to come to Florida, we need to stand as one voice in unity for our dear sister who has not a voice at this time.
Well, and you brought up a good point. Look, we got to take a break. Can you stick with me a little bit longer?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. We'll take the break here. Folks, you heard, longest ever for any hospice in Florida. She has, even with not having that care that she needs, she has managed to survive. Is this a woman that the state needs to put to death? Think about this, folks, because you know what? One day it might be you in this position, and we know how the powers that be feel about life nowadays.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We've got with us Adam MacArthur, Operation Rescue. He's on location in Florida. They've been holding prayer vigil down there. What else is going on down there, Adam? That you can tell us. So, I mean, how's Terry's patients, parents? I'm sorry, patients. Got patients on the brain here. How are her parents handling this?
I'll tell you what, it amazes me, John. These are two parents who you can just see the love in their eyes for their dear daughter. They're very humble, very soft-spoken, very passionate people. I've come to know them a little bit here over the last few weeks, and I tell you what, they're very poised. And myself, while I have no children, I just couldn't imagine. I would think I would be just completely frantic right now, but yet they're always there to offer a kind word and encourage others, and it's just been such an encouragement. And for all of us that are out here, I think even a lot of the reporters, and I'll tell you, John, I'm walking right now, I'm walking up to the hospice. There are satellite trucks it's just an absolute media frenzy right now. You could probably hear a lot of them in the background.
I can.
There's nothing but they got satellite trucks. You have media trucks. You have people from Holland. You have people from Argentina. You have media from all over the world, literally coming here, focusing on this case right here with Terry Schiavo.
Now, and what are you picking up down there, Adam? I know you're not an investigative journalist or a reporter yourself, but you're on the ground.
Right.
You know the personages down there. You've been in contact with them. You've talked with them. What's the general sense that you're getting down there? Why are these people coming from around the world to cover this story? What is the big deal? This is just an issue of supposedly a conversation that Teresa had with her husband that she didn't want to live in case of a certain circumstance.
Right.
To me, that's not provable. That's hearsay. The obligations to his wife were not lived up to. We had an attorney that walked away with a good bit of money. I don't know if he got any money out of this. I'm not prepared to say on this program that her
right.
husband is ripping the money off, but it was not well spent, and this was not why this money was awarded to her. And at least Governor Jeb Bush down there, the last go-around, at least put a stay to the execution, but this judge that you're talking about right now orders that these feeding tubes be replaced. Are the press down there aware of the many people that have been in comatose situations, much like Terry Schiavo has been,
yes.
that have come out of it?
Yeah, I believe they are. And John, you made a very valid point. If this was just a case of someone who had a written will that said, you know what, if I ever get into a certain situation, let me go. I don't want to live any longer. Then what I would not be standing here staring at would not be true. This obviously has... there's so many more implications. There's so many more circumstances that are surrounding this that have gone, pretty much unrecognized by whether it be George Greer or even, some of the United States senators and representatives. We know they're now kind of finally coming to. I'm standing here. There are numerous paraplegics out here in wheelchairs with feeding tubes, John, feeding tubes and respirators who, in all actuality, are in a worse-off situation than Terry Schiavo, who is just literally feet away from them and being starved to death right now. It's a very solemn atmosphere out here. I'm looking right now at David Gibbs and the Schindlers. They're out here as well. It's just very solemn. There are numerous supporters. People are pulling in. We believe we'll be by the thousands, holding signs. I'm reading signs that say, Terry has a right to life, and let her live. And we support Terry's right to live. What crime did Terry commit to get the death penalty? It's just amazing. It's very solemn. Men and women of faith of every denomination and background are banding together with one voice, united, for our dear sister.
All right. Adam, this is a heartbreaker. We have had the Terry's parents on the air before. We have talked to them.
Right.
This is a situation, and nobody that's listening to this program right now, don't write this off as this is just a highly politicized or highly charged issue and this is nothing but politics. We're talking about the sanctity of life here.
Absolutely. We
are talking about human beings, their right to live, not their right to die. I mean, if you want to do that, you can make arrangements. Remember Dr. Kevorkian here? We used to call him Dr. Death.
No, exactly.
Yeah, but that's what was being pushed through the media. How many hours on Dr. Death did the media's run? Well, there has been just cursory coverage on the Terry Schiavo case just up until, some court ordering something to perform some action. But that's all the coverage we've gotten. The questions are not being asked. They're not being framed in its proper format. This is the case of life or death at the hands of a judge.
John, you're absolutely correct. And I'm a young man. I'm 25 years old. Not to bring it back, but a third of my generation has already been canceled out. They've already been killed off through abortion. And we really believe, as there's a group out here that I've been joining. I'm with, like I said, Operation Rescue, but I also have really gotten to know a group called the Cause USA, a group of my peers, 18 to 25-year-olds, who are out here. And we're seeing this as the 1973 case, but euthanasia. We're seeing it in 1973. They said it was okay that life, we started playing God and said that you can start killing babies. Now here we are again in 2005 saying that people with infirmities, people who can't move certain limbs, that maybe they should not be allowed to live as well. And John, what we're saying is, at this point in time, where do we stop?
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, that's the point. That you know, for a young man, you sure have a real grasp on what God intended us to do, and that was live life until there was no life to live, but not to be decided by another person for political reasons. As you mentioned, abortion, how many babies? I mean, we've literally soaked the land in the innocents' bloods. We've had, what, better than 50 million children killed, and a lot of these people are doing this as not necessarily, how should I say, a convenient measure of birth control, but that's what it ends up being, a convenience.
Exactly.
And we're ending human lives. If this country ever ceases to value and protect human life, it ceases to be a society that we want to live in.
That's exactly it, John. Nazi Germany did it. You know, they started saying that the infirm and homosexuals and obviously the Jews, that they weren't fit to live in a certain society. And now, if you look back, I guarantee you, if you pulled, you know, everyone across America, that 99% of them, 99.9% of them would say, oh, the Holocaust was the most horrific thing that's ever happened. Adolf Hitler was a horrific man. But yet here we stand in a country founded on biblical principles, men and women of faith, and yet we're out here doing the same exact thing, saying that the infirm, such as Terry Schiavo, because of an inconvenience, should not only be allowed to die, but we are literally starving and dehydrating this poor woman right now.
You know, I hasten to say this, but I will. It, after seeing the interviews and reading all the background information about her husband, he was offered, I do believe, and I don't know the party's name or the individual, that offered $1 million for him to walk away.
Right.
Now, here you're talking about interest that people want to talk about generating interest. Somebody's willing to put up $1 million to have this guy walk away and for her to get the health care that she needs. And he won't do it. He will not do it.
He will not. And I'll tell you what, it was pretty wild that the morning after that story broke, and of all people, Gloria Allred was the one who broke the story. It was a lawyer friend of hers from Southern California, San Diego area, who did put $1 million into a bank account and offered to hand it over to Michael Schiavo if he will dust his hands of it and walk away. The next morning, Michael gets on the radio and says, you don't understand, I could never do this. 3 years ago, someone offered me $10 million in the bank account, John. $10 million and ask him to walk away. You know, it allows the family to take care of them, of their dear daughter, Terry, and still he refused.
Well, and I will say this because I see enough in this background of this story leading up to how she was hospitalized that she, when she first went to the hospital, she was just she looked like an overripe banana. She had bruises all over her body. She was physically abused. I have no doubt of that, Adam. And I have a sneaking suspicion here, and this is my opinion. This is not necessarily Adam MacArthur's or Operation Rescue or anybody else's opinion, but after taking a careful look at this, I think there's a reason why he does not want his dear Teresa, as much as he claims to really love her, I don't think he wants this woman awake and talking. I think there was crime behind this. I think there was physical abuse behind this. I don't think he wants her out of that hospital or hospice. I think he wants her dead.
John, you're absolutely correct. And I'll go ahead and stand with you, brother, that I believe it as well. What I've seen is a lot of evidence that does point towards the suspicion that there was suspicious behavior that took place in the beginning. You're talking about 13 different breaks, if I'm not mistaken, that happened in her body. From what I see, and obviously this is all speculation, I do believe that this is on behalf of a lot, numerous different people that I've met down here who have been following this case from the very beginning. It's a consensus that Michael Schiavo has something to hide.
Why else would he turn down $1 million? I mean, the man says that this has been an ordeal for him. Well, his family, he knows the family's wishes. The family wants her to get the prescribed help that she should be getting, the therapy right now. that maybe there's not a 100% chance that this woman can come back. Maybe there's only a 50%. Maybe there's only a 25% chance that this woman can return to some sort of normalcy. But it's worth the shot.
Absolutely. Why, and this is my question, John, why are we not, in this case, erring on the side of caution?
Bingo. I'll tell you what, hang just a few more minutes if you can. I hope you got enough cell life down there.
I think I do.
Okay, well, hang on a few minutes. We'll be back with my guest reporting from Operation Rescue on location in Florida.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
I'll tell you what's going on in Florida right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's not so much as a death watch going on down in Florida. What this is a hope and a prayer for life. That's what's going on in Florida right now. That is why the media is from all around this blue little marble in a universe without end are down in Florida today covering this issue. Do you think this is just about feeding tubes being unplugged from somebody that has no chance of life? If that were the case, it wouldn't be getting the press coverage it is right now. The Pope wouldn't be talking about this. Mel Gibson wouldn't be talking about it. There wouldn't be emergency motions to the Supreme Court. This is a monumental thing that the medias are not putting forth to the American people in its proper perspective. This is about life, not about death, not about state ordered death or the whim of a judge. There has been a lot of people that have gone to bat for this, and they're losing. They're losing against the powers and principalities that be as we know them. And this is wrong, folks. This is morally, ethically wrong. And stay tuned to Republic Broadcasting Network for updated information. he's also going to be, Adam is also going to be on Rick Adams' program tonight from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time. Just joined the network a couple of months ago. He's a veteran talk show host, the Radio Avenger, and he's been covering this. Folks, you're not going to, if you want to get the news and the spin, go home and watch CNN. If you want to find out what's actually happening on the ground down there and the emotions that are boiling over, as I said, this is a celebration of life and trying to hang on to it. This is not about death. Adam, I appreciate you being on the program.
Yes.
And you will be on with Rick Adams tonight. So, folks, stay tuned to Republic Broadcasting Network for that.
Tonight at 10.
Tonight at, that's 10 o'clock Eastern Time.
Correct.
That's 9 p.m. Central. We go by Central Time down here. All right. Well, Adam, I thank you. My
no
God,
problem.
Thank you for being down there. Thank you for your care. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for being a human being that values life.
Right.
I appreciate
Absolutely, John.
It.
I appreciate it. If I may, I got to run into a leadership meeting here and just try to get a game plan together, which I'll be able to announce a little bit more at on tonight at 10. I'll have some updated details as to what's going on. But I know as a man who believes in an almighty God that he will be glorious and glorified and victorious in this situation. And John, if I may really quickly just again make a plea, men and women of faith, men and women who feel conviction, if you feel that God is calling you, we're telling everyone come to Florida. Pinellas Park, Florida. It's on 102nd Avenue and 66th Street. It's where the Woodside Hospice is at. We'll be giving more details as time goes by. Terry's Fight, TerrisFight.org, as well as OperationRescue.org. You'll be able to find out directions, timelines, but we're saying men and women of faith, men and women of conviction, come to Florida. We need to unite and let the world know, as we are showing all over the world right now, that Terry is not going to go without a voice and that we will be standing in solidarity with her.
Well, and if there aren't people, Adam, to fight for the person that is at a disadvantage, then there's no point to it, is there?
Absolutely, and that's absolutely it, because as we see with euthanasia and also as we see with the abortion issue, we're fighting on behalf of the voiceless.
And you folks down there in Florida that are listening to the sound of my voice right now, go to Pinellas Park. What are you doing? It's the weekend, folks. It's the weekend. Are you going to stand up for life? Make yourself known. Make your opinions known. Lend your support. Show these people of the death squads that they're not going to get away with this. This is about life. This is about the continuation of it. It's about the valuation of it. And again, Adam, thank you so much for this report live from Pinellas Park, Florida this afternoon. And again, I'd like to thank you for your efforts down there.
God bless you guys and all the listeners. We know, wish the best for your guys' ministry, and we appreciate men and women of faith and conviction and moral conviction on the air. It's just as needed as what's going on down here. So if you get a chance, whatever you broadcast again, you have my number. Please feel free to give a call. Any updates I can give, I would be more than happy to.
Absolutely, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much,
God
Adam.
Bless you, John. You have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Gosh, folks. You know, I mean, he put this in its proper context. You know, we have Roe v. Wade. We have what is now known as the euphemistically fun-sounding name of pro-choice. That would seem positive, wouldn't it? No, that's the decision whether a person wants to kill another person. Did you notice in the case that just happened out here in California? Oh, that's right, the Lacey Peterson trial. What did they keep referring to that unborn baby as? Not a fetus, but it was an unborn baby. When they talk about the issue of unborn babies, it's always fetuses, isn't it? Depends on how they want to spin it. This is wrong, what's happened to Terri Schiavo. It's wrong what's continuing to happen. It's wrong for this judge to order those tubes removed, those feeding tubes from Terri Schiavo. This is wrong all the way around. And this just goes to show you what the death cult in this country really is after. With all this sea of opposition to this, still they're marching on, and they're trying to put this woman in the ground. How disgusting, how unproud I am to be an American today. We'll take the break, be back on the other side. I've got Robbie Noel hanging online here, and I appreciate him calling in. And we'll take the break here. I'll try to pull my shirt tail in here a little bit. We'll continue with the National Intel Report right after this. And don't forget tonight, Rick Adams, ladies and gentlemen, you'll have another update. And that program airs on this network from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. RBNLive.com. You can listen live.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver products on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I was waiting for Robbie Noel, and we're having a hard time hooking up with him. Folks, I was going to have him on this afternoon for a few minutes to talk about Republic Trading Group. A lot of strange things are going on in the marketplace out there. More people are losing their jobs. Just start web surfing and looking in the major newspapers around the country. This is what you won't get from the national news, is what's happening regionally. Thousands of people in Michigan are going to be laid off from General Motors. Gas prices are going through the roof. People are losing their jobs right and left. Well, sooner or later, this grand experiment is going to come to a grinding halt. And unfortunately for many out there, they're going to be left in the lurch. I mean, your option is going to be food stamps and maybe hand in your guns or jump through various hoops or whatever the case may be. But these power-mad mongers that we're seeing in Washington, D.C., taking over this country and trashing, absolutely trashing the Constitution and our God-given rights. So you need some asset protections, folks. Go to the website, rbnlive.com. Take a look at Republic Trading Group. go to eaglesup.com. That's Robbie Noel's site. And we had a special today. I think it was $5.95 for a $20 St. Gaudens. $5.95 plus a free book. That's right. With that, we're going to give you a free copy of One-Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, A Conservative Republican Speaks Out. Folks, in the pages of this 832-page book, discover the reasons why we went into Afghanistan and Iraq and who benefited, and why this is a $11 trillion deal for the very few out there to line their pockets. Meanwhile, people are dying. American soldiers are dying. Iraqi children and adults are still dying. Innocent people are dying. All because the global elite, part of their... Gosh, I got to be careful of what I say here. I'm a little wound up. But for these people to line their pockets over the lives of people out there is unconscionable. The entire planet has spoken against this, have gone against the United States on it, because they know what it is. Give them democracy. Oh, yeah. That's exactly what the Iraqis wanted. They wanted McDonald's and porno shops on every street corner in Baghdad. They have a different way of things, a different lifestyle, and a different culture, and we're over there right now democratizing them to try to make them look more like the West. Well, my opinion is we should stop backing Israel, leave the Muslims to the Muslim nations, and leave Israel to survive by itself. Poor little old Israel with 400 nuclear weapons. Oh, who is going to attack them? Think about it, folks. In the meantime, they're still butchering Palestinians. Oh, yeah, every once in a while you get the feel-good story out there. Oh, they're going to withdraw from the Gaza Bank, or they're vacating this settlement or that settlement. No, they're not. They're occupying that land, and they're killing people in order to do it. Folks, Armageddon, World War III, a strong possibility. Unconscionable, illegal, and immoral? Absolutely. It's a totally illegal and unconstitutional war. Our ascended king has declared so. God, these power-driven, mad money people that we have in Washington, D.C., when is it going to end, folks? I'll tell you when it's going to end. When you have decided that enough is enough. John in Las Vegas. Hello, John.
John, it's kind of interesting with the Terry Schiavo thing that George Bush would find his way down to Florida to promote his Social Security program. I see that as a way to divert the attention away from her and try to get the limelight away from her toward what he's doing. And I don't think he really cares about her, but
no.
I think he cares more about his globalist buddies, and I think it was perfectly planned for him to go down there at this time. And had he not gone down there, I really think that the plug wouldn't have been pulled off of her.
Well, and, you know, Bush made a statement, and I'm going to paraphrase this, and I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but he made a statement on this, and it seemed life-affirming. But there he is in a state where his brother is the governor, and his brother. Now, I don't know if Jeb Bush is a good man. I'm not privy to know him personally. I don't know what the man thinks and how he feels.
Member of PNAC.
Well, but, you know, this guy, under pressure, whether he initiated himself or got enough pressure built under his butt in order to try to do something for Terry Schiavo, at least he made an attempt. But now his brother is down there, President of the United States, and we're going to talk about this cockamamie thing about saving Social Security, which isn't bankrupt. If they quit robbing the trust, it wouldn't be bankrupt. There'd be plenty of money. If they weren't giving it away to Mexicans, illegals into this country, or any illegals, let me just not pick on the Mexicans. But after you pay into the system for 5 years, well, you've got benefits. And, oh, by the way, we can mail them to your home country, Mexico. It's insane. And you're exactly right, John. You made a good point. Because it's not just about getting the eyes and the ears away from the Terry Schiavo issue. It's all this baggage that this man's carrying with him and subjecting us to in this country.
Absolutely. It's funny how whenever there's something of real critical importance, something stupid like steroids in baseball comes up and attention is diverted away from what's really going on.
And boy, are you tired? Are you sick and tired? You know what? You know, it'd be too bad if Mark McGwire was found to be on steroids, the home run king here that beat out Babe Ruth. And I'm sure that this is really big news for all the baseball fans out there. But you know what? I'm not a baseball fan.
You know what? I'm a huge baseball fan. I play in an adult baseball league, and I don't care how much juice those guys are doing. They shouldn't be doing it, but it has no business in Congress. One last thing. Have you guys ever thought about the possibility of getting on XM satellite radio? I know that might be a hornet's nest just because of the whole tracking thing, but
no,
I just
no,
got a,
no, no.
I got a new
not,
Chevy.
No, it's
Chevy
not that. It's not at that, that. It's not that at all, John. They don't want this on their satellite. Either XM,
have you tried?
Yeah, either XM
really?
Or Sirius Radio does not want the programming.
That's
you know,
funny.
We're the people that are taking, and you said it yourself. We're the people that are taking the issues and putting the important issues in front of people's face. We're actually documenting the destruction of this country while the news medias are off covering, as you said, you know, steroid injection use by the Congress, or we're off doing something else, or George Bush's lame attempt to try to make himself look presidential and of course, pander to the fears of the older people that are coming up or either in retirement right now and collecting Social Security benefits or are soon to be. You know, let's scare the snot out of this block of people some more.
That's too bad, because my new Chevy truck has XM for 3 months, and yeah. I was driving to work, and I heard Laura Ingrade today, and I'd just like to hear some real radio.
Boy, I'll tell you what, wouldn't it be nice if you could drive all over this nation and get this broadcast or any broadcast on this
Absolutely.
Network crystal
Absolutely.
Clear?
Absolutely.
Well,
all
John,
right, take care, John.
Okay, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Barney in Maryland. Hello, Barney.
How you doing, John?
Good, sir.
Hey, are they going to broadcast a complete murder of that Terry on the TV?
Are they going to broadcast the? How do you mean that?
Well, they're murdering her. Are they going to have it, the whole thing on the TV?
No, not any more than you saw Slobodan Milosevic, the worst guy since Genghis Khan. His trial is still going on by the UN tribunal. Have you seen any film footage of that?
No, well...
Or are you going to see any film footage of the actual... I mean, this would make dynamite riveting, send the ratings through the roof, if they had Saddam Hussein's court trial on court TV.
They'll never do that.
Well, you bet you they won't.
Hey, what I'm wondering is, they obviously going to murder the girl, and it would be the first murder they ever showed on TV, and it'd go all around the world.
I doubt very much they'll even do that, because... They don't want to document this, and they don't want to put it in its proper perspective. They're there for the media hype right now. They're there because of a judge's decision. They're there because of politics. They're there because of the emotional yo-yos that are going up and down all over the country. They're there, and they'll be gone next week and on to the next show. And, by the way, film at 11.
You know what gets me, John, is that the Pope is an old man. I understand he's about 84 years old. And they do everything they can to keep him alive, and here's a young girl unhooking.
Yeah. Well, and as my producer said, they'll probably have daily sound bites of her death progression on CNN, and that'll be, of course, sandwiched in between Michael Jackson and the steroid use case. Yeah.
Yeah. We got to admit that's a better diversion than Michael Jackson.
Well, yeah. yeah. We're talking on one hand about preserving somebody's life, and on the other hand, we're talking somebody about that perverts young lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great, great dramatic TV, isn't it?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Barney. I appreciate your call. Man, is it just me today, folks, or are you just mad as hell? I was on Robbie Noel's show today, and he said, you know, this is kind of a glum Friday. Well, it's not glum to me. There's a lot of issues I can get really, really miffed at. Michael in North Carolina. Hello, Michael. By the way, folks, the message there, it's better to get angry about something that you should be standing up and fighting for and fighting against this abject evil than rather than getting depressed. Try getting angry every once in a while. It certainly works for me. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Michael in North Carolina.
John, you're not the only one. Let me tell you. ABC News just covered the Schiavo case, and they said that Tom DeLay and about 8 other Republicans were coming out in strong support, and they were going to try to pull some legal maneuvering some type of meeting with the administrator of the hospice, her husband and her, and possibly her family in just a few days. So,
well, I you know, Michael, the thought just occurred to me as you were detailing that is, what would happen if a group of concerned people just showed up and kidnapped her? Obviously, her husband wants her to die. This hospital, a hospice center, has got hands off. They're there only for a death watch. The only people that seem to be concerned that directly are her parents initially, and now everybody else is finding out about this story. You know, it's kind of heartening, but I'm sad that this has got to be turned into a political limelight. You know, I'm sorry that people are going to be using this to try to spruce up their image in face of the American people. You know, trying to make themselves look better maybe for next year's election. This issue should never be politicized. This issue should never have come about.
Yeah, John, we at some point we're going to have to take an active stand instead of a passive stand. Right now, it seems that the most powerful tool in our hands is prayer. But sooner or later, we're going to have to do something to stand up for people that aren't capable of standing up for themselves. God bless, and take care, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that call, and I can hear the sincerity and the genuineness in your voice. You know, folks, gosh, one of these days, I ought to just sit down and make a list of what's wrong in this country. And I don't know how many days this is going to take me to do. But there are so many, many, many things that are wrong in this country, and it seems to be that a lot of these are generated because people don't want to do the right thing anymore. They don't want to do the responsible thing. They want to do the expedient thing. You know, my position on abortion, for instance, talking, Michael just said it, standing up for those that don't have a voice. Standing up for those that do not have a voice. I wonder what would have come out of the 50 million plus children that have now been incinerated, done away with, because somebody thought it was an expedient manner in which to deal with a problem that they didn't want to deal with. The responsibility of something that is theirs. Couldn't get any more personal, couldn't be any more intimate, talking about human life growing within a woman's womb. The most sanctified thing that I can think about. But yet we have 50 million dead babies in this country, folks. 50 million. It kind of makes Adolf Hitler look like a little punk, doesn't it? You know, I hear so much about Adolf Hitler and his abject evil. Well, folks, just take a look around you in the United States of America and tell me how you can justify this. Tell me where your mind is at. Tell me where your morality and your ethics have gone. Tell me where your personal responsibility has gone. Tell me where your ethics have gone. And then tell me why you haven't been telling other people. Why you sat idly by. Why you've just huddled up in the corner and been afraid to voice your opinion. Tell me why. You don't have an answer, do you? Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't find your voice, a lot more of this is going to be going on, and you're going to rue the day that you did not stand up and you did not speak out. And it will happen, I guarantee it. Bob in Texas. Hello, Bob.
You know, I just wanted to say something. I have a daughter 30 years old, and that's about the age that Terry was when she went into the state that she's in now.
Yeah, after all the bruises and the broken bones, and oh, yeah, she just had, what are they saying? She had some kind of chemical reaction in her body. I've never seen a chemical reaction that breaks bones. Have you?
It's ridiculous. This guy tried to choke her out or something, and she didn't die.
And that's why he doesn't want her talking. I don't think... He doesn't care that she lives that she lives in this vegetative state. He wants this issue gone because I think this woman could put him in jail for the rest of his life, maybe.
I think her parents ought to sign a waiver. Let him clear off the hook. But I'm going to tell you this much, John. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm heading there Monday night. If they haven't done something Monday during the day, I'm heading there Monday night. But I would hate to see any of those SOBs try to do that to my daughter. I can't imagine her parents and what her dad's going through. They brought her into the world. They have a right.
Yes.
A corporal blood relationship that certainly supersedes this filthy jerk that she was married to. That's, you know, he's got a whole nother life. I'm beside myself. I mean, I you know what? When Waco went down, I said, I will never sit back and watch this shit happen again.
Watch the language. I know this is an emotionally charged issue.
Well, I sat there and watched him kill them little kids in Waco, and I never felt right about it since that time, John.
I understand. I understand a lot of people. And you know what? Waco Rules of Engagement has been replaying. If you've got satellite or cable, check the True Movie Channel. And I'll tell you what. How many years has it been since 1995, April of 1995, or I'm sorry, April of 93? It's been a lot of years.
11.
But I'll tell you what, I saw Waco Rules of Engagement on TV the other night. It made me cry. The absolute butchery. I mean, I'm talking about death cult people here. I mean,
You know, when Waco went down, I hadn't even heard of Randy Weaver's situation, but when I read the book and I read that his kid's last words were, "I'm coming, Dad," I had a 14-year-old kid at the time, too. And, you know, if we don't keep our families together, we got nothing in this country. And if we don't support other people's families and support each other and start having instant response teams and stop these thugs, we're all going to pay the price. We have got to stop it.
Well, and this death cult that seems to grip this country right now, and the people that are involved in this, you know, Bob, I'm sure you feel the same way that I do, that there's many good people here in this country, and I know they're out there, but they're not voicing themselves. They're not making their opinions known. You know, I've urged people. I know what the news medias are. I know what a lot of these radio talk show hosts are. They're personalities. They're paid. They're paid on-air talent. These people don't give a hoot about human suffering. They don't give a hoot about human condition. I don't care what they're talking about. I simply watch what they do. Not what they're saying, but what they actually do. And I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people. There are millions and millions of people in this country that I think that are good people. But why haven't they spoken up? If the time was ever, the time is now. So there are no more Randy Weavers. There are no more Wacos, Texases. There are no more Terry Schiavos. That we start demonstrating to the rest of the world that we care, we give a hoot about human life, that we give a hoot about humanity, and that we don't go around as a course of foreign policy pointing guns at people's heads and blowing their heads off. We are more than that.
When I saw her fight for her life the last time, John, I was so proud of her. She just won't give up, and we shouldn't either.
I want you folks out there, write this number down. This is to Jeb Bush. Yeah, he's on a second term down there, and we all know that Jeb Bush is, that's right, his brother's in the White House. Here's a direct number, 850-488-4441. The fax number, 850-487-0801. You know, Jeb Bush went to Midland, Texas Roman Catholic school. Put some heat on this guy, folks. For all of you people, within the sound of my voice, take a few minutes. It will feel good. Speak what you've been thinking all these years. Stand up.
Give it again, John, please.
One more time. My wife says one more time. Okay, Sandra. The governor's office number is 850-488-4441. The fax number, 850-487-0801. And by the way, I don't know, how many terms are governors allowed to have? Do you happen to know, Bob?
No, I don't know what the law there is in Florida.
Well, it says in this book, and I'm reading right out of the Congress at Your Fingertips, Capital Advantages book, and this is his second term, and I think he's up for another term in 2006. So I don't know.
You know, John, I know one thing. None of us are going to make it out of here alive.
Well, I know that. But it's the quality of life that we spend from the time that we are born to the time that we die. It's the quality.
You said it earlier. I don't know why a mob don't walk in there and take her out of there.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I mean, and I'm not advocating this because that starts to border on anarchy. And then all hell breaks loose and all chaos breaks out. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to get through to these people that they must stop what they are doing, that we are not going to tolerate this anymore. I don't want to see any overt action. I don't want to see anybody come to harm. But I'll tell you what, I think if Terri Schiavo could sit up in bed right now and say what she had to say, I think she could probably say it better than any of us. Thank you for your call, Bob.
Thank you, John.
God bless you. Guerra in Texas. Hello. How are you doing?
Yes, John. I'm doing great, man. I'm other than hearing this real terrible news, man, and you death cult. I'm more of the feeling that it's just downright Satanism. We have it at the highest levels of our government. We see it in Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones. The most elite in society are really deviant, satanic, evil forces, and we have this pop culture of death that celebrates this, and it's just, you know, I'm not going to give up and say, I believe we're in the last days right now, and we could just see the signs all around us, John. But you know what,
Gara? I'll tell you, a lot of people will take that, it's my quick ticket out of town. I don't have to do anything. All I got to do is get on a knee and pray, and everything's going
to
be okay.
We do have to take action, though. We have to fight the good fight, because that's going to define who we are as far as knowing that we're fighting for the forces of good. And this is a fight of good versus evil, the way I see it, very clearly. And I'll say it again, you're either with us or you're against us. You're either for good or you're for evil.
Well,
and it's very black and white the way I see this, John.
And Gara, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people out there profess to believe in God. A lot of people believe that they're going to be judged. And I'm going to tell you something. You're only going to be judged on your experiences in your life. You know, you can't be responsible for what your father did, even though that is somewhat biblical and you get somewhat cursed, you know, so many generations. But I'm going to tell you what, when the book of life flies open and you got your universal nanosecond and the judgment of God, he's going to take a look at what you've done. Forget your high-sounding words. Let's hook the high-sounding words to the deeds. What have you done in your life? What have you done with your life in the preservation of freedom and liberty and his word? Hey,
exactly.
You're not going to have a lawyer there. You're not going to have an intercessor. You know, you're not going to be able to make a plea bargain.
My big insight is forgive as we forgive. We get forgiven as we forgive those. And that's important. We got to try and take the higher moral ground and not just look at, like, shades of gray. Everyone wants to say they're shades of gray. Everyone says, well, you know, that might be not okay for me, but I don't want to tell anyone else what to do. And when you do that, you fall prey to the enemy.
Do what's right, if you even remember what's right anymore. And a lot of people don't. Thanks, Gary. I appreciate your call. Mike, you got about 40 seconds, my friend. Hit me.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, how you doing?
Real good. I'm wondering how come anybody can't connect the dots and follow the money. Obviously, if this guy's been offered $1 million once and $10 million once to just walk away, there's got to be a real logical reason. Would it not be that this man is probably a prime suspect in the act that brought her to this?
Dead men tell no tales,
that's,
and neither do women. Hey,
be pretty clear to anybody with a brain.
We're out of time, Mike. Thanks for your call. I'm glad I was able to squeeze you in. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you Monday. If you got some spare time, Pinellas Park, Florida, get down there. We'll see you Monday. God bless.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.